Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we love Indigenous music, but there's been a lot of interviews in the last couple of months with Indigenous music and musicians here on the show.
There has, and there have been a lot of new releases. There seems to be a real focus now, even in mainstream music.
And today on the line, we've got Shelley Morris, Indigenous musician, joining us. Shelley, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, fewer than 10 fluent speakers of the Yanyuwa language remain in the world, and you are one of them, aren't you?
Well, I can sing in Yanyuwa. I'm definitely not a fluent speaker. That's a journey that I'm taking as I go.
So explain to us what that is, Yanyuwa.
Yanyuwa is the language group, and we come from a different clan group, and we are there's four clan groups in Borroloola. So there's Mara speakers, Mara, Garawa, Gurangi and Yanyuwa.
So you've just done a brand new album featuring all this beautiful music and stuff in this wonderful language.
Yes, there's most of the songs, 9 out of the 10 songs are in Yanyuwa and one's in Gurangi.
But your backstory is very interesting because your grandmother was part of the Stolen Generation, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, yeah.
And taken as a young girl, she walked thousands or hundreds of miles back to Borroloola. And then fast forward, Shelley, you as a baby were surrendered into adoption due to the fact that you were half-caste and therefore a difficult child to raise.
Yes.
So you've kind of come full circle though, haven't you?
Definitely. I mean, without a loving family, I don't think that probably would have been possible, growing up in Sydney and sort of, blending in with that lifestyle and sort of, that was the way I thought it was going to be forever. But my beautiful, loving family had really felt that it was really important for me to find where I was from. And, they adopted three children. I was the only Aboriginal child that they adopted, but all of us, they felt it was really important whether those doors were going to be open in our lives or whether they were going to be closed, just so we knew, that sort of information. Mm.
You reconnected with your heritage and your community later in life. How's that changed you?
It's actually changed me. It's like, there's that beautiful song, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I didn't really understand how much of a piece of the puzzle it really was until I came back and, literally fell down in the dirt and cried my eyes out.
So how does it feel to be faced with losing your language? I mean, it must be quite daunting to think about that. Are you trying to record some of the elder women in your community so that it's on some sort of audio file, or how are you re-educating younger audiences?
Well, through the album, that's been a great education for the young people, but there has been a wonderful man that's been working with the Yanyuwa people now for over 35 years, and his name is Dr. John Bradley. And he was a school teacher there many, many years ago, and he did all that, recorded everything, wrote everything down, and he's just about to publish the full dictionary of Yanyuwa. And he's now working as a professor down in one of the universities in Melbourne, and he's making animations all in language. And he is the fluent. We actually ring him sometimes when we did the album just to check everything, so we're checking with everybody, about what words and, the album's quite, full and rich of all the languages of all those songs. So we had to search out for those four different clan groups, the people that could read and write those languages. So, it was quite a huge project, really.
Now, you're going to be performing at the Boomerang Festival. What is that exactly?
Boomerang Festival is a beautiful festival that's, of course, a celebration of Indigenous music, predominantly from Australia but also from around the world.
Well, Shelley Morris, thanks for coming on today's program. Really interesting story and good luck with the album. No doubt it'll be available on iTunes.
Yes, it is available at iTunes and ABC shops around Australia.
Fantastic. Oh. Indigenous music. And, of course, for more details or to have a listen to this podcast again, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.